This is an original miniseries placed within the Helldivers universe, but is not associated with Arrowhead Studio or Sony in any way. All characters, music, and sounds are original to this show.
Tales of worlds now lost in haze echo through the smoky space.
20 years have passed since the blood-soaked battle known as the Halloween Offensive. Heroes were made and lost. Stories of valor turned into legends, etched in memory, but some scars never fade. Tonight, at the Steel Horizon, echoes of that dark past linger in every corner. Young soldiers drink to stories they can't fully grasp, while old warriors drown memories they can't forget. And there, he sits, the man they call Bulldog, watching, waiting, haunted, not by glory, but by the cost of survival.
It's not like the movies. It's long stretches of...
The first sergeant's been droning on about the realities of war, slowly chipping away at these young soldiers' bright-eyed fascination. As they already know these things, but don't worry, we'll skip ahead to the good part.
Then stick to everything. Made the air gritty and tasted like metal. You breathe in, we want chocolate.
That's the kind of thing they don't tell you before you sign up.
War's a funny thing. You don't just survive it. You carry it with you. 20 years later, and it still sticks to your bones like a chill that never really goes away.
Come on, First Sergeant. We want to hear about the mission. The one where everything went sideways. You promised, remember?
Promised, huh? All right. But remember, not all ghosts are dead. Some just keep living inside you. We were stationed at this crowd outpost. Freshly built. Walls still smelling of fresh steel welds and paint. Our job? Routine patrol! Or so they said. Funny how routine rarely means what you think.
What was it like out there? Wasn't it just the desert?
Hot. Dry. A barren wasteland. But it wasn't the heat that got you. It was quiet. A silence so thick it felt like the whole world was holding its breath. That was at least how it seemed. As you might know, we were several dozen freedom units from, well, this, which at the time only had 10,000 civs. Maybe less.
Too bad. Command didn't give us all the intel they had.
Mr. Stone? Lieutenant Stone? What do you mean?
Well, you see...
Well, do you want to tell them, or am I telling the story?
No, you're right. You started the story. You've got the floor.
We rolled out, 27 strong. Lieutenant Stone here led the convoy. But we had someone new with us, Lieutenant Grayson. She was a hell of a leader, tough as nails. But there was something about the way she carried herself.
So, what exactly was this? Some barren continent?
That continent, as you call it, was out in the dry desert stretches. An outpost so new it smelled like fresh metal. We were isolated, surrounded by sand and silence.
How many of you were there?
A company. About 40 or so boots on the ground. But this wasn't a simple recon mission.
Super Earth Command had reports of something different. Something lurking out there. When we got the orders, they didn't exactly spell out what we'd be facing. But they made it clear it wasn't the usual.
All right, listen up. We've got reports of attacks in a nearby settlement. Civilians have gone missing. Command believes there's a new strain of bug. Their exact nature is still unknown. Local sightings indicate they might be, well, invisible. I need every one of you at the top of your game. We're calling these things stalkers for now. They're not showing up on our standard sensors. But the locals say they move like shadows. Our objective is to confirm their presence, assess any immediate threats to our outpost, and secure the area. Lieutenant Stone, you'll lead the main convoy. Stick to formation. Keep your comms open, and stay sharp. Any deviation from the plan, you report it immediately. We're not taking chances here.
Understood, sir. We'll keep our eyes open.
Good. And you'll have some extra support on this one. Lieutenant Grayson and her recon team will join you. They're experts in exobiology and recon. Their mission is to help identify and analyze anything we encounter.
My team's equipped to handle this terrain. We've also got sensor packs that might pick up traces even standard equipment misses. Three of my specialists focus on exobiology. They'll be able to gather and interpret samples if we encounter anything.
Those specialists, are they ready for rough terrain? This isn't exactly going to be easy work.
They know their way around more than a lab, Sergeant. Trust me, they can handle themselves.
Huh. Looks like a solid plan. But there's a gap here. Could be a dead zone where we're blind if something gets past us.
Good eye, Lieutenant. I'd recommend my team set up some sonic drones here. That should cover that angle, or at least give us a heads up.
Agreed. I want each team equipped with ballistic weapons, and every other MPV should have a sonic turret. Stalkers may be able to avoid sight, but sound is a different story.
My team will move quietly, set up reconnaissance, and monitor activity. We'll be able to feed data back to command in real time. However, let's not assume these bugs will react the same to sound as they have in the past. Best to mount the MPVs with a lightly added kick, just in case.
That's... more like it. Sergeant! Go grab some privates and start mounting the Mark II Tox 13 Avenger.
One the first and last two MPV, and make sure we've got a few of the center MPVs. Have some Mark III each 17th, just in case.
So if anyone else sees any issues, I know we can't plan for everything, and most plans go to hell anyways. But now's the time for anyone to speak up. All right, sergeants. Now that you understand the plan, go brief the privates and check all equipment.
Lieutenants Stone and Grayson, and Sergeant First Class. I need to speak to you before you get out there. Lieutenant Stone, Sergeant, Grayson, make sure you keep an open mind out there. And have you seen the latest reports? We are not the only ones that are scouting for these things. They have reports now of other sightings, with Helldivers being deployed. Let's try and keep that from happening here. We are SCAF, and if we need backup, we can always call on the local militia for support. However, in case it goes wrong, I deployed a small engineering team that's setting up a fallback perimeter at the settlement. They will have sufficient power to support a larger and stronger shield bubble than this small outpost can support. All right then. Everyone, gear up and move out by 0900.
So, First Sergeant, what exactly is a stalker?
Huh. Stalkers. Back then, they were already something to be reckoned with. They could blend in with the environment, make you question what was right in front of your face.
More like what you'd call hunters these days. See, back then, stalkers weren't as dangerous. They could blend in, sure. But these new hunters, they can do more than just camouflage.
Hey now! Spoilers! If you want to add something, Stone, how about share something about Grayson? As I recall, you two couldn't keep your eyes off of each other. I have always wondered what happened between you two.
You got into it with the lieutenant, sir?
Let's just say Grayson didn't always see eye to eye with me. But she was right more often than I cared to admit. Sometimes a good leader needs to be reminded that they don't know everything.
So, what happened after that? What did the captain say?
Well, let's just say he handed off a whole lot of responsibility to Lieutenant Stone and Grayson. We were about to roll out into uncharted territory. Right into the heart of something we couldn't fully understand. The night before the mission was always the same. Gear to inspect, paperwork to fill out, weapons to load. Every soldier moving with a purpose. The hum of the outpost grew quieter as the night wore on. You could feel the weight of it all. The knowledge that tomorrow might bring hellfire. By the time midnight rolled around, most were headed to bed. There's a certain ritual in it.
Signal interference increasing, unknown origin. Harbor.
You get everything squared away. Leave nothing to chance. Then try to sleep like it's just another night.
Put the box back. Get over there and help. Sergeant Wiseman.
But some of us, well, we found other ways to pass the time.
So, Stone, I never saw you that night. Figured you were probably doing something you shouldn't have been. What were you up to?
Oh, you know, just going over the mission plan a few dozen times. Gotta be thorough, right?
From the looks of it, and that little glint in your eye, I'd say there was a woman involved. Come on, sir.
Wait.
Who was it?
No! Don't tell me! You and Grayson!
Couldn't sleep, huh?
And what about you, Stone? Shouldn't you be reviewing those mission plans for the multiple times as you do?
Maybe I already did. Or maybe I thought I'd find better company out here.
Oh, yeah? I definitely believe that.
It might be that I remember a cadet that just so happened to go stargazing before some big event.
You always had that smooth charm back at the academy. Guess some things never change.
And you, still out shooting everyone. Still putting the rest of us to shame. Feels like a lifetime ago, huh?
It does. But, Stone, whatever this is, it can't be. Not out here. Not with what we're about to face. Even though both of us want to.
Who says I'm looking that far ahead? But I get it. Damn regulations.
One day. Maybe. In the distant future. When all this is just a story we can tell. But don't hold your breath. Who knows what tomorrow brings?
Tell. I just went to bed after that. Reviewed the plans a couple more times. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, come on, sir. We all know that look. You got dreamy eye written all over you.
I knew it! You and Grayson. Just when I thought I had seen everything.
Oh, guess even war can't stop a little romance from sneaking in, huh?
All right. Back to the story. Enough about Stone's romantic escapades. Let's get back to where it really matters.
You know, that morning, it was still dark when the first truck started rumbling. Every piece of gear, every buckle and strap, had this feeling of finality. Like they knew something big was coming, even if we didn't.
Let's get this show on the road. I want everyone in the MPV within five. We'll move out in convoy formation. Keep it tight.
Morning, Lieutenant. All set for a little adventure?
Adventure's a nice way to put it. But keep your eyes sharp. We're not on a nature tour out here.
Heard that, sir. But hey, anything's better than a night in those bunks back there.
All right, Mac. Keep us on course. I don't want any surprises before we even reach the scout zone.
Copy that, Lieutenant. Straight as an arrow.
Lieutenant? Any chance this is just another false alarm like last time?
We don't get sent out here on a whim. If command's nervous, we should be too. Stalkers aren't something you can ignore.
Sir, what's so different about these stalkers? They're just another bug, right?
They're not just bugs. They're hunters. Blending in is one thing, but these... they found a way to go invisible, full-on predator style. By the time you see them, it's already too late.
Well, guess we'll get the full show today, huh? Nothing like a good old stalker hunt to keep us on our toes.
Eyes forward, Mac.
I want everyone on high alert, no one goes off comms, and keep your weapons hot.
With dawn breaking over the horizon, the weight of the unknown pressed down harder than any pack. Ahead lay the wasteland, and somewhere out there, it was waiting.
Recon team, this is Stone. What's your status?
Stone, we're a mile ahead and approaching the designated bridge. Terrain's clear so far, but visibility drops off past the next dune. We'll deploy drones for a better scan.
Grayson, don't go hogging all the fun up there. Some of us want to see action too.
Don't worry, Sergeant. If we find anything, we'll be sure to leave you some bugs to play with.
Keep the banter to a minimum. Recon, proceed with caution and report back when the drones are deployed.
Lieutenant, you think these stalkers are as bad as the reports say? Full on invisible? That's just made up, right?
Well, it's possible. I'd rather assume the worst than overestimate them, soldier. Camouflage so advanced, it's like looking through them. From the reports I've seen, you'll catch distortions if you're paying attention, but by then, it might be too late.
Oh, great. So basically, we're hunting ghosts.
Guess I'll save that scene for after the mission.
Recon team, sit rep. Have you reached the ridge?
Approaching the ridge now, Lieutenant. Deploying drones in 60 seconds. No signs of movement so far.
Stone, we'll position one drone for immediate proximity scans and send the other for long-range mapping. She'll give us a clear picture of what's ahead.
Understood. Keep us updated. We'll maintain position and monitor your feed.
All right, team. Let's get those drones airborne. Close range covers the immediate area, and the long range tracks further out. Keep your eyes on the feed and call out anything unusual.
Drones launching in 3, 2, 1. Close range drones are active. Nothing on the sensors yet. Long range is mapping the terrain. There's some interference ahead, possibly heat distortion.
Adjust the range and the sweep pattern. We'll stay here until the scans are clear. No surprises.
Sir, you ever seen one of these things up close?
Once, but nothing like these. It was too fast and we lost two good soldiers before we even knew it was there.
So, what's the play if we run into one?
Stick to your training, stay in formation, keep comms open, and don't hesitate to fire. These things are deadly, but they're not invincible.
Stone, we've got something. Long-range drone picked up movement about 2 clicks north. It's faint, but it's there.
Hold position and monitor. Don't engage until we get closer. We'll move up slower and deploy into a circle. I will have you come in at the last minute on my command only. Sergeant, I am going to have you execute the deployment.
Guess the fun's starting sooner than expected. Everyone, stay sharp. This might just be the welcome party. Group Alpha, move to 0 degrees directly north, and Group Charlie, move directly 105 degrees east, south, east. Group Bravo will continue heading... Group Bravo will continue the heading of 60 degrees. Group Charlie, fan out the vehicles and come to position of 30 degrees and NE. Bravo Group will slow down. Alpha Group, change direction to 120 degrees. Alpha and Charlie, when coming up the hill, slow down and approach slow past each other. And approach slow, pass each other to better align vehicles. And Sergeant, make your group spread even and in a crescent moon shape. Bravo Group will split, having vehicles cover front and rear.
Damn fine maneuvering. Looks like you have the high ground. We should be able to maintain scanning of the area and hopefully be able to hit on one of those so-called invisible bugs with a sound pulse.
This is an excellent position. Let's deploy the...
You've got contacts coming up on your position at heading 330 north-northwest. Bulldog. From all the evil looks, I think I've interrupted something. I'll just grab me a drink. Well, don't stop the stories on my behalf.
Want me to take over?
No. I will continue. Captain, we're surrounded. We need to fall back. These things aren't like the others. They're adapting.
Understood, Lieutenant. I will request for deployment of some Eagles to your location.
Sergeant, we need cover fire on the west and north flanks. Get it done.
Roger that, Lieutenant. Number four, you're up. Fire mission for cover fire on the west and north flanks. Keep the bombs in down.
Steel Raid, this is Hammer 4. Fire mission, multiple targets.
Hammer 4, Steel Rain copies.
Grid coordinates as follows. West flank, north 37 degrees, 38 minutes and 51.3 seconds north. West 97 degrees, 19 minutes and 57.8 seconds west. North flank, north 37 degrees, 44 minutes and 5.6 seconds north. West 97 degrees, 18 minutes and 1.2 seconds west. Napalm and high explosive round.
Hammer 4, steel rain copies. Two napalm, two high yield. First splash in 8 seconds. Confirm, over.
Confirm, over. Confirm. Fire for effect. Steel Raid, this is Hammer 4. Fire mission, multiple targets.
Hammer 4, Steel Rain copies.
Grid coordinates as follows. West flank. North, 37 degrees, 38 minutes, and 51.3 seconds north. West, 97 degrees, 19 minutes, and 57.8 seconds west. North flank, and high explosive power. Over.
Hammer 4, steel rain copies.
I want those beasts torn apart before they get any closer. North and east flanks, line them up. We are holding this line until we get the all clear.
Lieutenant, I've got movement 20 degrees east, prepping cover fire.
Stop here. Piece of the leg looks intact. Nice. The head too. Could be useful.
Good find. Keep it quick. We've got to keep moving.
Convoy, this is Stone. Start your retreat west by southwest, heading 240 degrees. Stay tight and keep the flanks covered.
Roger.
the medics!
Captain, this is Lieutenant John Stone reporting casualty counts. 2 KIA and 6 wounded. I repeat, 2 KIA and 6 wounded. Over. Correction, 3 KIA, 5 wounded. We just lost Corporal 2nd Class Jacob Stiles.
Understood, Lieutenant. Return to the outpost. We'll debrief you upon arrival. Steel Rain will continue support until you're clear. And the Eagles are about 5 mix out. They should be hitting your HUD any minute.
I have the ball. All right, let's set up a no-bug zone. All right, everyone. It's our job to protect the recon team. Form up tight. Lead vehicles, you should have a route displayed on your HUD. Do not deviate. The Eagles have a kill zone designated outside of the route. Alpha Group, maintain a rear diamond formation to eliminate any stragglers.
Next time on the Halloween Offensive, the fight is far from over. As they regroup, tensions run high, old wounds resurface, and new alliances are tested. With the bugs adapting faster than anticipated and Command's demands growing increasingly desperate, Lieutenant Stone and his team are forced to consider the impossible, capturing a live specimen. But when the safety of the colony is threatened, the soldiers must make a harrowing choice: protect the people or risk it all for the mission. The line between survival and sacrifice blurs, and every decision comes at a cost. The question is, how much are they willing to pay? Thank you for joining us for this episode of Halloween Offensive, brought to life by a talented team of voice actors and creators. Featuring the voices of Umbriel as the courageous Mr. Stone, Bulldog, Brady Flanagan as the steadfast First Sergeant, Matt Rookstar as the determined Captain, Ashley Peavyhouse as Soldier Number 2, Fire Control, Dwarven Don as Soldier Number 3, Cat as the resourceful Lieutenant, Grayson, Grant Peavyhouse as Soldier Number 1, Narrator, Past Soldier 1, Past Soldier 3, Recon Specialist 2, and Recon Specialist 3, Lushika Prithraj as Past Soldier 2 and Bartender 1, Emily Morse Lee as Past Soldier 4 and Recon Specialist 1. This audio drama was written, produced, and audio engineered by Grant Peavyhouse. We thank you, our listeners, for being part of this adventure. Stay tuned for the next thrilling chapter in the Halloween Offensive series. And remember, true heroism lives on in the stories we tell.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.